Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
An interesting announcement from Cleantech Lithium this morning. Quite a lot of detail in the announcement. Here to cover off various points on particularly operational levels, Steve Kessler, the interim CEO and executive chairman. Steve, what's the announcement today all about?
Morning, Alistair. No, it's really giving people an update on where we are with the pre-feasibility study. You know, we had signaled we expected that to be completed at the end of this year. What we've been working on is trying to make this PFS as robust as possible and delivering the best possible project. We explained earlier in the year that we're going to be splitting the plant into two, with a DLE and concentration up at the project site, and doing the carbonation at a plant in just outside of Copiapó, where there's better access to support. Engineers and technical support, and it's at a lower altitude, which makes operational easier. And it'll also be the site for a future expansion when we develop the Viento Andino project. So both of those would be DLE and concentration at site, and have a common conversion plant to lithium carbonate in Copiapó. But in doing the engineering for that split, we've been working with our process engineers. Lan Shen are providing the technology for the DLE and the concentration process, doing the engineering in China. It's taken a bit longer to get the split in place, and we've now got all the engineering in place. We're working with Worley on the different infrastructure requirements on two sites rather than on one site. And the reality is that that work will be coming to completion the first quarter of next year, rather than last quarter of this year. But that's going to give us a more robust PFS. And in working on the PFS, we've been very clear. We want to demonstrate our commitment to carbon neutrality and deliver what we call green lithium into the market. So we've been working in a number of areas. One is on power supply. It's clear we can connect into the grid with a transmission line connecting to the nearest substation. But we've also been looking at the potential for self-generated renewable energy on site. And we put these charts in the RNS to demonstrate that where we are at Laguna Verde, it is the highest irradiance zone in the world, which makes it very, very suitable for the generation of solar energy. Which can be connected into battery energy storage and to run the plant self-sufficiently on renewable energy. We've employed consultants in the renewable space to look at the consistency of availability of sunlight throughout the year, including winter, night, and they've designed how much solar we would need, how much storage we would need. But there's also consistent wind up at site, and they've come up with the proposal that a mix of solar and wind is able to generate sufficient renewable energy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So we're studying this, in the PFS and looking at the CapEx and OpEx between connecting into the grid and buying renewable energy or generating it ourselves. So that's one area. The other area, clearly we have some goods going up to the project site, some chemicals going up there, and then brine coming back down to Copiapó. Conventional truck transport in Chile has been diesel trucks. But the world is changing very, very rapidly in the last couple of years with the development of long-range electric trucks. And this is where we think we've got a great advantage, because clearly if you've got the battery capacity in the truck to get materials up to site and then coming down from high altitude to low altitude, there's the potential for regeneration of energy back into those batteries, so that by the time it gets down to the bottom of the hill, it's ready to go back up the top without any need for extensive recharging. And this is an area that is in rapid development around the world, and we're studying that as part of our PFS as well. As far as transport of product goes, we've been looking at the various ports. There are available ports in Antofagasta and Coquimbo, but those are in other regions. Now we have a local port at Caldera, which is largely used for fruit exports, but it can handle containers, and we think that is going to be the best site for our export of product. And that becomes important in the environmental permitting, because if all of your project infrastructure is in the same region, and we're in Region 3, then the EIA is assessed and managed in the same region. Now, if you're working across regions, including your transport corridors, then your EIA has to go back to central authorities in Santiago. And we think that it'll be much more efficient that if we have the project in Region 3, that the permitting is also undertaken by the authorities in Region 3. So that's the PFS. Now, our aim is to deliver a very robust PFS in the first quarter of next year. We've put out some interim results. Now, clearly, we had a 2024 drilling program, which was to look at upgrading the resource and providing material for the conversion of those into reserves. There's a couple of issues there. We got caught out by winter, which came early, which interrupted the drilling program. We've put out the results of a couple of holes that we've done, again demonstrating that we have lithium-bearing brine in those areas. We do want to go out to do those additional holes to the west of the Laguna, where we think we'll have good results, but that will have to wait until we get new funding through the ASX listing or from other sources. So that work progresses. The consultant Montgomery is using the existing data from previous years and from our drilling and pumping tests this year in the hydrogeological model. We have a very, very robust model. And Montgomery are planning the extraction well field and the reinjection well field in a way that demonstrates there's no impact on any surface water features, because clearly the Laguna is a very attractive tourist destination, and we want to demonstrate that that will not be impacted in any way at all. And those designs will go into the PFS as well. The final piece of information we want to get across is where we are with our pilot plant work. We've said we've shipped our concentrated eluate to Chicago. We've set up the plant there. We're using forward osmosis rather than mechanical evaporation, as that's a much more energy efficient way of concentrating the eluate. It's up and running. We're processing the eluate solution as we as we speak. And we'll be producing lithium carbonate, and we'll demonstrate that's battery grade lithium carbonate during the course of this month. And that's a very important step forward, because we are in discussion with potential strategic investors, and they all ask the same questions. Can you make battery-grade lithium carbonate in quantity? Can it be scaled up? And here we'll be able to say, look, we're going to be making up to a ton of battery-grade lithium carbonate, and we have the material available for you to go and test in your own laboratories and test cells to start the product qualification process. So we are engaged with strategic investors. I think we have about seven or eight now under NDA. We're talking to all of those, and we hope that we can make good progress now that we've got an end date coming to the PFS. We've had the government declared our Laguna Verde project and the Salar there a priority to be developed. So we'll be working with government on that. So I think we've been making very, very good progress. And by the first quarter of next year, we should be in a great place, having made battery-grade lithium carbonate, having prioritized their project to go to the CEOL, having completed the PFS. Very good place to bring in a strategic investor.
Now, I mentioned at the top of the interview that you're executive chairman and interim CEO. I know some investors have been wondering, what's the situation with the CEO? You've been interim CEO for a while. Is there going to be an appointment anytime soon?
Alistair, we're going to be making an announcement very, very soon. We carried out an extensive search to find the right person with the right experience and the ability to take this project no further through its feasibility study into construction and operations, bearing in mind we're in Latin America, in Chile, Spanish-speaking countries. So we've been focusing on getting the right person. We have got to the position. We've found the right person. We've finalized the contractual issues. We'll be making an announcement very, very, very soon. Now, clearly, with a CEO that's going to be a director of the company, we need to go through the Nomad third-party checks. It's the same on the ASX. They have to go through all the police clearances and insolvency clearances. So there's quite a bit of administration work and clearance work before we make the announcement, but it is imminent.
Well, we look forward to that announcement very much. Steve Kessler, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Alistair, it's a pleasure. Always nice to talk. Thank you. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.